Turning now to our pop lead, he might have the coolest gig on TV, my friend and colleague, Bill Weir. He travels the world to disappearing places and taking a deeper dive into the untold stories. In a new episode of The Wonderlist, right here on CNN, Bill goes to Holland, generally known for its liberal, progressive, tolerant views. But now comes along a man who's being called the Dutch Donald Trump. Maybe that's not fair. Maybe it is. He's trying to catch a wave that many other populations in the U.S. and Europe have ridden to victory. Let's bring in Bill Weir, the host of The Wonderlist. Removing Donald Trump from this at all, let's just tell us about Geert Wilders, this politician in the Netherlands. Why is he getting this reputation?
Well, he is completely anti-Islam. Not the people, not Muslims in particular, he says, but he thinks Islam is a religion of death. It is corrosive, and he is trying to limit immigration in this famously open-minded society. You know, the Dutch created that country out of mud and water, and they are famously collegial. They work together, but it's neighbor against neighbor. As this gentleman rises in the polls, he is now a favorite to become the prime minister. And it's so, I really can't take Trump out of it, Jake, because okay. I happened to be there while his rise was happening here, and it was such an interesting parallel. You had journalists and academics in Amsterdam shaking their heads. They can't believe his popularity, but the guys we hired to drive us around, blue-collar good guys, they're voting for Geert Wilders. And this is a part of a trend that's happening across Europe, where these populist sort of anti-immigration candidates are on the rise. And more young people actually in polls are saying living in a democracy is not as essential as many thought in the past.
It's fascinating, to say nothing of Geert's hair, of course.